Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon.
Welcome back to News and Views. The controversy surrounding HB 2 appears to be playing a role in the governor's race, according to the latest Elon University poll. Poll director Jason Husser joins us now with the latest findings in the battle between Governor Pat McCrory and Attorney General Roy Cooper, how a Hillary Clinton-Donald Trump contest is shaping up, and how voters feel about the top issues facing North Carolina. Well, thanks for being back with us on News and Views. We appreciate your time.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Let's talk about the latest Elon University poll. I want to ask you about some of the issues, which I thought were fascinating, but let's start with the horse race things that people are interested in. There was a lot of discussion about your findings in our governor's race.
Right. Well, we have been tracking the governor's race now for over a year. This is the fifth poll we've done over the last 12 months. And unfortunately for Governor McCrory, it's the worst poll performance that he's had so far. We found 37% of registered voters approve of the job he's doing, compared to 49% who said they disapprove. When it comes to head-to-head matchups, though, we found that the governor is slipping in his race against Attorney General Cooper.
I guess there's no way to know exactly why this is, but there's been a lot of controversy right before this poll was taken. Do you have any ideas about what has shifted?
We don't have direct confirmatory evidence that HB 2 is the reason the governor is falling, though it does seem coincidental that he's performed worse right after the controversy around HB 2. My personal expectation going into the field was that Governor McCrory would be doing better at this time, given that he had been successful in passing a popular bond issue that would have really allowed him to go around the state saying that he did things for each community. Though that good PR quickly disappeared when companies started pulling out of the state over HB 2.
And then you ask about parts of HB 2. Tell us about that.
HB 2 is such a complicated bill and has so many moving parts that we didn't want to just directly ask, do you support or oppose HB 2? In part because not everyone knew about HB 2, but also because there were multiple parts of the bill. So we asked a couple of questions relevant to HB 2. We asked, recently the city of Charlotte passed an ordinance allowing transgendered individuals to use public facilities such as bathrooms that best match their gender identity. The state then passed a law prohibiting such local ordinance. In terms of governmental authority, should cities be allowed to adopt such policies, or should the state ban such ordinances? Just over 49% said the state should ban such ordinances, 39% said cities should be allowed to adopt such policies, and 11% weren't sure. But when we went to minimum wage, which was another key part of HB 2, what we found was a different story. So in that case, not only did folks in the state think minimum wage should be higher, they also tended to think that local cities should be able to set minimum wage most appropriate for themselves.
I guess the message there is it's a very complicated bill and people have mixed emotions about what's in it.
It's a very complicated bill, and I expect these numbers to be pretty unstable at the moment. So both HB 2 numbers as well as numbers related to Cooper and McCrory, they're going to bounce around a lot between now and November. It's really too early to make long-term forecasts about what this race is going to be like and HB 2's effect on it, except that we're going to have a very close gubernatorial race that will be of historically significant importance.
What about the U.S. Senate race, which has sort of been overshadowed a lot, I think, by the governor's race?
The U.S. Senate race is obviously very important. We saw a tremendous amount of attention for that in the last cycle when Kay Hagan lost to Tom Tillis. We asked a question about who would folks rather vote for, Burr or Ross. Burr came out ahead on that. There's still a lot of don't knows in that race, in part because people really haven't been paying attention as much. We found 37% said Burr, 33% said Ross, but there was still about 30% who didn't know or named someone else. I don't think it's any way realistic that the Libertarian candidate will get 30%. It's just people haven't made their minds up yet.
And what about the White House? It looks like we are closing in on nominees for each party.
It does. Right now, in terms of Clinton versus Trump, which seems like the most likely outcome, we found Hillary Clinton at 45, Trump at 39. 14% said neither, and then 3% said don't know. We did find that Cruz beat Clinton in the state, and that Sanders beat both Trump and Cruz in head-to-head matchups.
Let's talk about some of the policy issues, which I thought were fascinating in this poll. Some of them had to do with taxes. Tell us about the questions there.
We asked a number of tax-related questions since there's a budget going on right now. We asked questions about where people would like to see more money spent. One question was, I would be willing to pay more taxes to increase money for public schools. This is obviously an issue going on right now in the General Assembly in terms of teacher pay. 18% said strongly agree that they'd be willing to pay more taxes for public schools. 50% said agree. Only 5% said strongly disagree. This suggests that it, in some ways, is a winning political move to increase teacher pay.
I guess the results were sort of similar when you ask about helping kids go to college.
Right. We asked similar questions about low-income folks going to college, and we found 11% strongly agreed the state should spend more money, 46% agreed, 30% disagreed, and around 6% strongly disagreed. So there's a lot of support for increasing money for college, particularly for low-income students.
I was interested in the question you had about actually reducing taxes if it means spending less on things like health care and unemployment.
So we asked the state should reduce taxes even if this means spending less on social programs like health care and unemployment benefits. In that case, 7% strongly agreed, 22% agreed, but we also saw 47% disagreeing, saying they didn't think the state should reduce taxes, and 18% strongly disagreed. So there's not a huge, at least public opinion push right now for lowering taxes by cutting social programs.
Are you surprised those findings were sort of in an era where the General Assembly has cut taxes the last couple of years and the Senate wants to cut taxes again?
In many ways, I think that if the General Assembly had been less proactive in terms of cutting taxes throughout the state, people would probably demand it more. In many ways, those who have a desire to have had taxes cut at the state level have been satiated to some degree by the General Assembly.
It's not exactly an HB2 question, but you did ask a question about someone victimized because of their gender or sexual identity being a hate crime. Tell us about those results.
We asked this question, attacking or victimizing a person because of their gender or sexual identity should be a hate crime. Do you agree or disagree? We found that an overwhelming number of people agreed in that regard. 35% strongly agreed, 45% agreed. Only 2% of people strongly disagreed that we shouldn't have hate crimes for those who attack a person based on their gender or sexual identity.
Can you get a sense from that and other polls that you've done about where do you think North Carolinians are in terms of gay rights?
North Carolinians are still very much undecided on many issues. We did ask, related to gay rights, we did ask a question about support for gay marriage. That is up relative to other surveys that we've conducted, but it's still very much split. So when we asked registered voters about their support for same-sex marriage in North Carolina, we found is that 44% to 42%, so very much split. We did see that is a slight reversal from September in 15, with 42% of registered voters supporting gay marriage and 46% opposing it. So there is some movement that seems to be more supportive of gay marriage, but it's not a huge shift.
And finally, you ask a question about something else that's been in the news quite a bit, opening up our lands for oil and gas development or drilling.
Right. We know that gas prices are lower than we have seen in years past, so that does shape public opinion to some degree. We asked folks if they agreed North Carolina should open up lands for energy development. 9% strongly agreed, 37% agreed, but we saw a good bit of opposition there. 32% disagreed on opening up lands and waters, 14.6% strongly disagreed. This could be in part due to efforts along the Outer Banks and other places to stop offshore drilling.
Well, as always, this is fascinating information. We look forward to having you back as the political season continues. Thanks for being with us.
It's going to be a great year.
That's it for another edition of News and Views. Look for us on the web at ncpolicywatch.com. For producer Clayton Hinkle, this is Chris Fitzsimon. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to News and Views with Chris Fitzsimon, director of North Carolina Policy Watch. Visit them online at ncpolicywatch.com. News and Views, a weekly look at state and policy issues, is a production of the North Carolina Justice Center.